spider spins a web, and a fly may get stuck in that web. And when the fly is stuck in the web, then the harder and harder he struggles to come out, the harder he actually gets bound. So unless someone comes from outside and removes the fly, he is stuck. Similarly, the Jivatma in this material existence is powerfully under the clutches of Maya. And the more he struggles against the stringent laws of material nature, the tighter and tighter he gets bound. Unless somebody who is already freed, he comes and liberates him from this condition, he cannot become free from Maya. So Lord Krishna explains, Daivi hi esha gunamai mama maya turatya ma meva ya prapadyante maya mesham tarantite. He says that this divine energy of mine, this material energy, is very powerful and it is impossible to overcome duratyaya. But one who surrenders to me, mam eva ya prapadyante, for one who surrenders to me, it becomes very easy to cross over. So the secret for the individual Jivatma to cross over material energy or Maya Shakti is to simply surrender to Lord Krishna, who is the controller of Maya. But Lord Krishna never has to struggle. Lord Krishna can do anything effortlessly. Svabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. This example you may have heard before. When we want to accomplish something, we have to think a lot, we have to make plans, and then we have to struggle, we have to work, and sometimes these plans may not be fulfilled. We have to face so many failures. But for Lord Krishna, because he is a supreme controller of material and spiritual energy, so all he has to do is to simply desire, and all his desires are fulfilled. Svabhaviki, automatically, naturally. Just like if we want to scratch ourselves when there is an itching sensation, we do it spontaneously, naturally. If you feel itchy here, immediately your hand goes and starts scratching. You do not have to plan and think, okay, now my left right arm is itching and now I should move my left finger, my little finger of my left hand by 2 inches, and then I will move it up by 2 feet, then I will move it right by 2 feet, and then I will bring it down like you bring an helicopter. Not like that. Spontaneously, automatically it comes and scratches. So like that, whatever Lord Krishna does, spontaneously, he doesn't have to plan, he doesn't have to use computers and calculations, and he doesn't have to do anything. In the Bible also there is a saying, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be creation, and there was creation. So whatever God wants to accomplish, he accomplishes simply by his desire. Svabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. Even knowledge and everything comes spontaneously and automatically to him. This is the meaning of God. So in this condition, how can we say that God comes under the control of Maya? So God is always God and the Jiva is always Jiva. It is only under the influence of Maya that we consider Krishna and ourselves to be on the same level. Oh, he is just like me. But actually when we come to real knowledge, we will understand that Lord Krishna is forever the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is transcendental. He is ever spiritual. And he can never come under the clutches of Maya. So this is a very, very important point. And the idea behind these lectures about Mayavad is to give us a very, very clear understanding of who Lord Krishna is and what is the process of spiritual life, so that we will not be, our faith will not be shaken when we hear such Mayavad commentaries. Because most people who are spiritually inclined are also speaking this Mayavad philosophy. So the Mayavadis, not only do they say that Lord Krishna's body is Maya, but they also say that the process of bhakti to Lord Krishna is also Maya. They say this is also another material activity. But that is again not true. It is a completely spiritual activity. Srila Prabhupada explains that if you keep a hot, or if you keep a steel rod or an iron rod in the fire, soon it will become hot. And it will become so hot that when you take it out of the fire, it will also act like fire, because it has acquired the properties of fire. Similarly, Lord Krishna is pure, completely spiritual. The moment you come into contact with Lord Krishna through the process of bhakti by serving Him, we also become pure and spiritual in contact with Him. But if we lose contact with Him and stop serving Him, then again we will revive our old nature. Just like if the steel rod or iron rod is kept out of the fire for a long time, then it loses its fiery quality. So if we continue to serve Lord Krishna repeatedly, regularly, then we will also develop that spiritual quality. This is bhakti. Bhakti means to constantly be in touch with Lord Krishna through the process of devotional service. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains, Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samatite tan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. He says, for one who is engaged bhakti yogena sevate, one who is always engaged in the process of bhakti yoga, serving Lord Krishna without falling down in any circumstance, he is considered to be brahma bhuyaya kalpate. He is already on the spiritual platform. He is beyond the three modes of material nature. He has nothing to do with the sattvic bhava, the rajasic bhava, and the tamas bhava. He is already on the spiritual platform, param bhava. So therefore, even the ordinary jivatma can come beyond the three modes of material nature. And that is what the goal of our life is. To realize our spiritual nature, to realize Krishna's spiritual nature, and to realize that although both of us are spiritual, we are very minutely, atomically spiritual, and Lord Krishna is infinitely spiritual. That is the only difference. Otherwise, both are Aham Brahmasmi, but He is Parabrahmasmi, and we are simply Brahmasmi. So therefore, this is the process of devotional service. Krishna, the Jiva, and Bhakti. That is the relationship between the Jiva and Krishna. All these three, these are the only three realities in existence. Krishna, Jiva, and Bhakti. And all these three are spiritual and transcendental. And all these three have nothing to do with these three modes of material nature. It is only a question of us trying to understand this fact by the process of serving Krishna. And the easiest way to serve Lord Krishna, especially in this Kali Yuga, is to chant His names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.